1390 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm M. Nguyen. Guilty on all counts, Lori Vallow Daybell, the Idaho mother convicted of killing two of her children as part of a doomsday plot.
In closing arguments, prosecutors said they had laid out their case that Lori Vallow Daybell committed murder and conspiracy, they said, for money, power, and sex, to take life insurance and Social Security money.
Was a good mom abandon her children in the ground and go marry a recent widower? No.
The grandfather of the two murdered children saying outside of court,
"Hopefully we have a fair, righteous verdict."
Alex Stone, EBC News.
Former Marine Daniel Penny appeared in court today charged with second-degree manslaughter for the chokehold death of homeless subway rider Jordan Neely earlier this month. Neely's family says he suffered from mental health issues. The threat of tornadoes for the Upper Plains today, that after severe storms tore through parts of the South last night. And this is ABC News. More violence in the Middle East.
Israel continuing to target the Gaza Strip with airstrikes, responding to longer-range rockets fired by the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group, which says it was responding to Israeli strikes that have killed civilians, including women and children. Israel first launched its strikes on Tuesday. The operation's aim was to target Islamic Jihad commanders. As of Friday morning, 30 Palestinians had been killed since the violence first broke out earlier this week. Egypt, Qatar, and the United Nations are attempting to broker a ceasefire. I'm Inez Delacuatera at the ABC News Foreign Desk.
The FDA has finalized new guidelines for blood donations. All potential donors will be screened with a questionnaire that evaluates their risk for HIV, lifting restrictions on gay and bisexual men. One of the two escaped inmates from a Philadelphia jail is back under arrest. He was captured in North Philadelphia, disguised as a woman wearing full female Muslim garb. Police are still searching for the second inmate accused of murder. M. Nguyen, ABC News.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Flags will fly at half-staff today to honor St. Croix County Deputy Katie Lacing. She was shot and killed in the line of duty on May 6th. The public visitation and funeral services will be at the Hudson High School today. Deputy Lacing joined the St. Croix County Sheriff's Office in 2022. 22 years in prison for Marquise Jackson, who pled guilty to aggravated battery and 7 counts of first-degree reckless injury connected to last year's mass shooting outside a Bucks playoff game in Milwaukee. Alexis Jackson Milton received 5 years for aggravated battery. Police say two groups got into a confrontation over a long-standing dispute. 17 people were hurt in the shooting that happened last May near Water Street and Juneau. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me...
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside...
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some new information on the clown show that CNN did with Trump the other day. Some new information on the clown show. A couple of senators came out, Republicans, John Cornyn of Texas, Todd Young of Indiana, and Tom Tillis in North Carolina. There were a couple of others. And they attacked him as much as you can expect them to show any guts. Didn't like the idea about his pardoning the January 6th insurrectionists, covering their worthless tales. But some new information has come out that really bothers me about CNN. CNN, the CEO is a guy named Chris Licht, L-I-C-H-T. And when they enter into this agreement to do this for Trump, by the way, what they did was simply to produce and stage his rally is all they did. What's been published in some areas now is that Trump had told him that he'd boost his ratings. And Licht said, quote, have a good conversation and enjoy yourself, end quote. Now, that's a hell of a thing to say. They know how Trump enjoys himself. E. Jean Carroll knows how he enjoys himself. The insurrectionists know how he enjoys himself. What kind of a dumb thing is that to say? Have a good conversation and enjoy yourself. Trump went on and said that he had an agreement with CNN that they would book some of his surrogates in the future. Well, CNN started to say, well, you know, not really, and blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. Among the other things that Trump said in the clown show and the rally was that he didn't say he'd back Ukraine if he gets in. Remember, he used Ukraine, tried to blackmail Zelensky to start an investigation of Joe Biden to help Trump in the election, said he wouldn't send Zelensky any weapons if he didn't cave in and do what Trump wanted him to do. Now he was asked, well, you know, do you hope that Ukraine prevails in that war? And he said, well, and he did a tap dance. He wouldn't say it. He is a danger. He is an instrument of Russian intelligence. He said before he lost last time that we should get out of NATO. He will pull us out of NATO and he will betray Ukraine. And you can say to you're blue in the face, and a lot of people say, well, Matt, legally it was a treaty. The NATO is a treaty, by the way. It's a treaty. It cannot, should not be able to be abrogated by the President of the United States alone. It should require Senate approval to rescind. But in the current world, with nuclear weapons and the kind of sophistication of weapons we have, the President holds all the cards as to what kind of weapons are sent or not sent, used or not used. And all the President has to say is, we're coming out of NATO. That's all he has to say. We're not giving Ukraine any more weapons. The Russians will be in on Eastern Europe like a duck on a June bug. They will go into Poland. They will go into Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania. And not entirely. They'll say, we are liberating Russian-speaking people on the slivers. Some of those countries border Russia. Some don't. Trump did this in Syria and exposed the Kurds to genocide by the Turks. Remember, he was golfing and Erdogan called him and said, would you get out of Syria? You know, we want to have a go at the Kurds. Trump is out there in the fairway. He says, yeah, go ahead. Just like that, without talking to security advisors or anything else. One of the most pathetic, sad things I've seen, our soldiers were shaken by that, having to get out of there and not protect the Kurds. Kurds are a different race from the Turks. Turks, remember, genocided the Armenians 100 years ago. A couple of million Armenians killed them. Christian Armenians killed them, crucified some of them. And now they're going after the Kurds. And some of the Kurdish women, as the American troops pulled out after Trump said that, and they were walking down the road, they held up their babies. They said, please take my baby. Take him to America because he will be killed by the Turks. This is Trump. It's not just that Trump is indecent and crooked and all of that. He's surely all that. It's that Trump will betray the United States. He'll betray allies. He'll betray innocent people. And the people in Ukraine are innocent, good people, and they are our allies. And the clown didn't say that he would back them anymore. And that's because the clown has already said, when he threatened Zelensky, he's not going to give him any more weapons. Now, with Licht, Chris Licht saying, have a good conversation and enjoy yourself. Licht, let me tell you something, Chris Licht, and let me tell you something, everybody listening to this. This is Berlin 1932. This is not the Kennedy-Nixon debates. This isn't the debates between a couple of contenders. One's a little center-right, one's center-left. They're talking about the future. The sky's the limit for the United States in 1960. This is Berlin in 1932. 1932, Adolf Hitler, his party, the Nazi party, they call themselves socialists, so everybody thought they were socialists. And they get a plurality. He's made chancellor. He asked the Reichstag to suspend itself, only for 4 years, he said. You know, I'm a Democrat, he said, and by that he meant small d. And he said, I believe in democracy. I just want to clear up some ambiguities in the Versailles Treaty and all that. And they did, and he immediately started to kill some of them. And he turned it into a Nazi dictatorship. You do not, unless you're Fox News or something, you do not have Donald Trump on your air telling him to enjoy himself and have a good conversation, where he was permitted to handpick the audience, and it was Republicans and independents from New Hampshire, not Democrats. Now, one little, and look, he made fun of Caitlin Collins, the moderator. He made fun of E. Jean Carroll. He mimicked her about saying that she had been sexually assaulted and said, well, she was up for some hanky-panky, apparently, because she went up to the dressing room. Says this kind of stuff. He rode roughshod over. You can't have passive-aggressive people like that as moderators with Trump. You can't have Trump at all on your air, but if you are going to moderate it, then have somebody who runs roughshod over him. Now, CNN has a very passive-aggressive lineup. You know, Anderson Cooper, Dana Bash, Caitlin Collins, all very nice people, very weak, very, very laid back, very poly prim. They're going to get killed by this guy. This is 1932 Berlin. This is no holds barred. We have got to win this one. We're going to the break, or are we going to the lines, not the break? Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind, eh, Mark from the SAC?
Well, a couple of things that, well, Putin's excuse of, if you, you know, going into the, those areas of Ukraine, well, because there's Russian speakers there. Well, a lot of the Russian speakers there, they don't want anything to do with Russia, and Russia is just using that as an excuse. So they know what Russia is all about. They know what Putin's all about, especially in the Baltic states. You know, we might be Russian speakers, but we don't want Putin. And the whole Republican Party, with their whole siding with the dictators around the world, the like the dictator in Hungary, the dictator in Turkey, who might actually lose, and let's see if he actually, you know, listens to the results of the election. But they also want to deregulate everything as well. And I mean, I wonder how comfortable some of these Republicans are going to be when they start getting contaminated food when they go out to a restaurant and end up with food poisoning or worse. That but deregulate everything and we'll be back in a situation where people were, in the early 1900s, where people were regularly dying of poisoning from their food. I mean, it's not for nothing we passed the food laws that we have in this country because
the FDA. And here's the thing. Yeah, hold on, Mark. Here's the deal. What you're alluding to is that in this debt limit thing, they are trying to cut about, I don't know, several trillion dollars, which is not just Social Security payments and the military. There's also going to be, for instance, inspectors at the border, ICE inspectors, DEA, FBI, and food inspectors. And that's right. But remember something else. The whole purpose, my purpose in raising all of these issues is to let everybody know out there, not just Democrats, not just independents, but Republicans. If you want a Republican candidate, fine, go ahead. But select a Republican candidate who's loyal to the United States. Select a Republican candidate who does not bow down, kowtow to Putin. Select a Republican candidate who does not betray our allies, our NATO allies, our Kurdish allies, now our Ukrainian allies. Do not do that. Joe Biden right now is the most experienced guy that's ever been in the Senate, in the presidency, because he was in the Senate since 1972. He knows these foreign leaders better than anyone. He has done a terrific job putting together the alliance in NATO and also the Pacific Alliance. Some breaking news, believe it or not, Japan now is engaging in discussions and opening a NATO office in Tokyo. Now, NATO stands for North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and that's the Pacific, and it's the other end of the world. But Japan is an ally of the United States. It's an ally of Europe, part of the G7. And it's absolutely essential to have them as a counterweight to China and a counterweight to Russia in the Far East. Absolutely essential. Yes, we have South Korea. Yes, we have Australia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and so forth, but it's essential to have Japan. Biden's putting all this together. Trump is the one who said he may withdraw from Japan and South Korea and let them get their own nuclear weapons. I don't want them having their own nuclear weapons. If they had them at Pearl Harbor, they would have dropped them on Hawaii and they would have dropped them on California. We have to keep control of the foreign policy of the West, and we can't have Donald Trump saying what he did at that town hall. And we can't have a weak network like CNN going, enjoy yourself, have a good conversation. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Lady, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Are record high energy and water costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive. While you may not ask for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to be without heat, water, or power.
for a hand up. Apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help. That's www.heat.help.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Highs level off around 60. Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 72, lots of sunshine outside. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we're going right to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene?
Great show as usual, Matt. I hope everybody's getting enlightened and they really need to pay attention to what's going on, because this guy is dangerous, delusional, and very self-centered. He's a know-it-all. Everything is about him. Oh, they're picking on me. Oh, I did great things. Me, 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 me. Never about the United States as a whole. Never about the citizens. And if anybody goes after him, he says they're after us. No, they're after Donald, not the United States. You know, his followers. He'll say, oh, they're after us, or they're going to go after us. And they're not. They're going after the Don. Donald has nothing more to think about than one little area, and that is himself. He thinks of himself even over his children. He thinks of himself, and everybody else needs to bow down to him. And I've seen every one of those Republicans cow down to the Donald. Is this what we want in our country? He is no Jesus. He is no Lord. He's evil, and he rips everyone apart that disagrees with him. And he really hates women. And that woman, they never should have a woman discussing with Donald Trump or any kind of things, because he ripped every woman apart when he ran for office before, blood out of their eyes. He is so awful to women. It's just disgraceful. I think he's evil. I think he's gross. And, you know, years ago we'd call him a sleazeball. And anybody that thinks he should have the highest job in America, you got to have your head examined.
Right.
Seriously, make an appointment right away, because we do not want something like that running our country. Thank you so much, Matt. I appreciate being able to give my 50 cents worth or more. You have a good weekend, okay?
I love your passion and excellent points. And, yeah, Donald Trump was actually diagnosed as a sadonarcissist by three psychiatrists. And they said, look, normally we're precluded from diagnosing anybody that we don't actually examine. So they did it based on review of his written records and all that. He's a sadonarcissist. That's a very, very rare combination. But the flip side of sadism is masochism. And that's how Putin leads him around by the nose. I mean, with Donald Trump, you have a conversation with him. He talks forever. And then he goes, enough about me. What do you think of me? That's the way he is. I got to tell you this, something that surprised even me, and I'm hard to surprise. Let me tell you something. News item that just came out. It was announced. There was a speech given in St. Petersburg by the guy doing this. Russia is building a village for U.S. expatriates who are, quote, tired of liberal ideology, for 200 American and Canadian families in the Moscow suburbs, expected to be completed in 2024. And they bill it as conservative families who want to, quote, emigrate for ideological reasons. And the lawyer, the immigration lawyer, who's supposedly going to ease their way, is a guy named Timur Bleskonarov. Timur Bleskonarov, Russian immigration lawyer. And he is the guy that's supposedly going to ease the way. Well, I got some news for you guys. Any traitor who wants to go over there, I'll give you a list. Start with Trump. He likes Moscow. Then we'll go with Tucker Carlson. He likes Moscow. Then we'll go with Josh Hawley and Paul Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert. They all attack Ukraine. But that is unbelievably disgusting. 200 American and Canadian families who apparently have already put money down and they're going to build the homes for themselves. Good riddance. I'd throw them the hell out. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. Happy Friday to you. When Hillary ran against Trump, the media really never did their job. They kind of like softballed him or let him slide on a lot of issues. And when he ran against Biden, the media puts Trump on a lot because of ratings. He, for whatever reason, the media gets high ratings with him. But this is a question for you. I think it's baked into the cake that it's going to be Biden against Trump. I don't see the MAGAs and the Republicans not voting for the man. So it's going to be very interesting. So thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Well, right now, I mean, it's going to be Biden for us. And Trump, you know, DeSantis is not doing a good job. First of all, I don't want DeSantis either. But secondly, DeSantis is weak and he's afraid of Trump. So, like, let's take Ukraine. If you're DeSantis, if I'm DeSantis, what I say is, look, you've got to differentiate yourself from the guy you're running against. This is politics 101. You know, if they want something on an issue, they're going to go with a guy like Trump. So in Ukraine, it would have been very easy for DeSantis to say what I say on the show. Vladimir Putin is a genocidal sadist. We stand with Ukraine. We stand with NATO. We are going to reinforce NATO. We are going to reinforce our Pacific alliance against China. We're going to stand tall for democracy. We're going to stand tall for freedom. And we are not going to let Vladimir Putin and these people in his government, Yevgeny Prigozhin, the head of the Wagner Group, the Wagner Group, Sergey Lavrov, all these guys, these are genocidal sadists. They are war criminals. They are war criminals. A warrant has been put out for war criminal against Vladimir Putin. But no, he doesn't say that. He goes, well, we're not going to give Ukraine a blank check, immediately crumbles his support. So it may be Trump against him. Biden will beat the pants off him. But stand by, and I'll tell you what, work hard in this election. Going to a break. The lines are open. I see you in the lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You know they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. And you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
ABC News. I'm M. Nguyen. Guilty on all counts. Lori Vallow Daybell, the Idaho mother convicted of killing two of her children as part of a doomsday plot.
In closing arguments, prosecutors said they had laid out their case that Lori Vallow Daybell committed murder and conspiracy, they said, for money, power, and sex to take life insurance and Social Security money.
Was a good mom abandon her children in the ground and go marry a recent widower? No.
The grandfather of the two murdered children saying outside of court,
hopefully we have a fair, righteous verdict.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Former Marine Daniel Penny appeared in court today charged with second-degree manslaughter for the chokehold death of homeless subway rider Jordan Neely earlier this month. Neely's family says he suffered from mental health issues. The threat of tornadoes for the Upper Plains today, that after severe storms tore through parts of the South last night. And this is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Healthcare is the number one concern for people in Wisconsin. That's according to the Conservative Institute for Reforming Government, which recently held 42 listening sessions in 25 communities around Wisconsin. The study found adults of all ages are concerned about access to care, declining mental health, and about addiction. An historic overhaul of Wisconsin's shared revenue system is one step closer to passing the legislature. The Assembly's Local Government Committee sent the bill to the full Assembly yesterday. Democrats are raising objections about strings attached to the bill, but Republican Chairman Todd Novak says Democrats have had their chance to shape it.
Yes, it is a Republican bill. But your party did have a lot of input and suggestions and stuff.
Governor Evers says he'll veto the bill without big changes. In sports, the Brewers host Kansas City tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
And there hasn't been freedom in Russia for 1,000 years, except between Yeltsin and the 1990s. And remember one other thing. Putin keeps saying that that Ukraine and the West are Nazis. That's what he says. It was Joseph Stalin in 1940 who entered into a pact, a non-aggression pact, with Adolf Hitler. He joined the Nazis. He had Russia join the Nazis. And the idea was they were going to divide up Poland. And they went in, and they did. They started to. And then what happened was Hitler betrayed him in the alliance and turned on him and invaded Russia. And suddenly Stalin said, oh, the West, the United States, we need your help. Okay. So we went in there and we won World War II. And now this clown Putin is turning around saying, we're the Nazis. Remember Stalin. Remember what Russia did back then. What Russia did back then. And the other thing is this. Russia has tormented Poland and Eastern Europe since at least 1795. In 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria divided up Poland. And Poland was wiped off the map, the country. Poland was the biggest landmass country in Europe. There are a lot of Polish people here in Wisconsin, and they were wiped off the map until 1917, which was the end of the First World War, and then the Allies restored Poland as a country. And that lasted until the Nazis invaded, and then Stalin invaded, and they were controlled by Russia till 1989. Unfortunately, Pope John Paul II and Lech Walesa, I met Lech Walesa, by the way, he's a great guy. Short guy, little guy, a lot of guts. Came to speak at Marquette University. I was introduced to him, very impressed with him. He was an electrician in the Union in the shipyards, and he, backed by Pope John Paul II, drove the Russians out. Now, there are many Russian people who are very good people. Karina, I was in Russia. I was invited by our State Department and by the Russian government when Yeltsin was in power in 1997 to go to Moscow and to St. Petersburg and to give these talks about our constitution and setting up a criminal justice system and a civil justice system the way it's done in the West. And these were terrific people. We had good audiences, and the lawyers and the officials who came, I was very impressed with them. I was impressed with their intelligence, and I was impressed with them as human beings. They're great people. And some very happy memories. They'd have a banquet almost every day. And one of the things that surprised me is with every meal, they served Armenian brandy. I had to be careful. But I went to a restaurant in St. Petersburg called the Aphrodite. And the Aphrodite is a very famous restaurant. And I went to the cemetery and I saw the grave of Dostoevsky and Mussorgsky. The Aphrodite was the restaurant that Pushkin had his last meal in before he was killed in a duel in the 19th century. And I was sitting there and the waiter, I was kind of a wise guy. I said to the waiter, what chair was he sitting in? What chair was Pushkin sitting in? The waiter said, the one you're sitting in now. The other thing I was impressed is, you know, we ordered a mixed drink and water, and they bring another water glass full of vodka. It doesn't matter what you order, they give you a water glass full of vodka. The Russian people and culture, I enjoyed Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, I enjoy Gogol, Mussorgsky, all of that. That was the 19th century. Let's clean out people like Stalin, and let's clean out people like Putin and get back on a human track. Thanks for calling, Karina. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Joe. What's in your mind today?
Great show as always, Matt. And I just wanted to point out, you know, you're very good at sort of distilling down where we are and what's happening into a sentence or two that really hits out of the ballpark. I know that you've often used the expression fascism creeps in on little cat feet. And Tom, one of your frequent callers, says that the Republicans, if they're spewing it, they're doing it. I would say today you had two lines that really stuck with me. One was that describing Trump as an instrument of Russian intelligence, and number two saying that where we are right now with this town hall that Trump participated, that was headlining, that this is Berlin 1932. And I would say that what you can look at that supports that is this kind of rule by force. And here's just one example of it that came out of that town hall, that dreadful town hall. He took after Jean Carroll, and he had these expressions in the deposition where he was talking about his she alleges rape, and he was finally convicted of was battery. But for a million years, he said, this is the way it's been. Okay, this is the way it's been. If you're famous, if you're a star, if you're rich, well, they do pretty well different in a lot of different ways. And quote, this is the way it is, fortunately or unfortunately for her. Right. I would say to people, think about this. If this is your wife that gets pushed into a situation like this and is battered, you know, he was convicted of battery. If this is your girlfriend, your sister, you know, your friend from work, it's rule by force. It's saying that women can be taken if the guy is rich enough and famous enough and a star, and everybody knows that's just the way it is. That's rule by force. That's, you know, you don't, your women are free prey for a guy like this, for any rich man, he's saying. Think about this, people. What does that mean? That's like Nazism. That's, I want it, I take it. And I just would, I appreciate the show so much by the way you're able to distill things down. And I think that this town hall does show that this is Berlin 1932 in that we have lost democracy. If the ex-president just says, well, if you're rich, you can get away with it. If you're famous, you can get away with it, when speaking of battery of women. So thanks again. I'd be interested in your response to that, my thoughts. Thanks very much, Matt.
Excellent point, Joe. Thank you, as always. I'm going to respond briefly, and then I see the other lines. Do not hang up. I'll get back to you. But let me say this to Joe. He has been advocating violence for a long time. He advocated that, quote, the Second Amendment people take care, quote, of Hillary Clinton, that her bodyguards be disarmed. He urged the crowd to beat up protesters. He said he'd pay the legal fees. And let me tell you something about that jury. I didn't try that case. And they said, no, it wasn't rape, but it was sexual abuse. That was the term that they used. There is no distinction in the law, and I'm going to tell you what I think happened. She testified that he threw her up against the wall and put his hand in her tights, into her vaginal area. Now, believe it or not, the definition of rape is penetration of the vaginal area, regardless of what it's with. It can be a finger. It doesn't have to be the penis. It can be a finger. That is rape. But apparently some of these jurors thought, well, if it wasn't his penis, then it's not rape. That's an incorrect assumption, but they did what they did. They did give her $5 million. But let me tell you something. Who the hell does he think he is saying he can throw somebody up against the wall and penetrate them with his finger? Really? And then say, this has been going on 1 million years. Well, 1 million years ago, we separated from chimpanzees about 4.5 million years ago. But 1 million years ago is Homo habilis. There weren't Homo sapiens 1 million years ago. But then he goes on rape. He says, fortunately, unfortunately. What do you mean, fortunately? How can that ever be fortunate? This guy is a sick puppy, okay? He's a very sick guy. And the fact that people, why would you put him, he shouldn't have been in for the 4 years in the first place. Even thinking about him putting in for 4 more years, he is an instrument of Russian intelligence. He will betray Ukraine. He will betray Eastern Europe. He's betrayed the Kurds. He will betray anybody. He will betray anybody, including his own family. Thanks for calling, Joe. Back to the lines. Jack in Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's in your mind today?
It's an honor to speak to a true patriot and a man who loves his country. I'd like to elaborate on that statement. You wanted a president that was loyal to his country. Well, Trump, that this guy is Putin's puppet. He is a traitor. He should actually be barred from running for president because he's a risk to our national security. And I'd like to know what the heck, why is the FBI and the Homeland Security and the CIA, what are they there for? Aren't they supposed to protect our national security? Main concern that the risk of our national security, our security is at risk here to have this man as a president, and he should not be allowed to be a president because his agenda is not to make America great again. He wants to make Russia great again. So have a good weekend, Matt.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jack. No, you hit the nail on the head. Now, the CIA, Homeland Security, and the FBI, the CIA and the FBI did act responsibly. They gave full information about what they had heard. You know, the CIA listens to conversations in every embassy in Washington, in every embassy in all of our... They can listen to your conversation a mile away, and they don't even have to bug your phone. And so they're listening to this stuff. And they know what is going on, and they correctly reported it. The problem is he was president of the United States. You may remember at one time he had the Russians in and no Americans, no Americans. He didn't have his Secretary of State, his Secretary of Defense. He had Sergey Lavrov, and these guys are in there all by themselves with Trump personally. And I can foresee one of them going, excuse me, can I use the restroom? Yeah, it's down the hall. Guy walks down the hall. How do I know what he clipped to the floorboards? I mean, it is beyond belief. It is unbelief, treacherous and dangerous to let an adversary like the Russians into the Oval Office with no Americans around. And another occasion with Putin, you may remember this, he said, I don't need a translator. I'll use your translator. Hey, wait a minute. And then on another occasion, he said to the translator, destroy your notes. Wait a minute. Look, this is a very dangerous circumstance. And what Jack is saying is exactly right. And he's already said, I'm going to pull, he didn't know it, but leaving office, he said, you know, NATO, it's expensive being part of it. Let them do it. They can't do it. The only countries with nuclear weapons in Europe are France and Great Britain, and they have them, but there are real constraints. If they were attacked, they might respond. They have very few nuclear weapons compared to Russia. If Russia went into Poland, they would not be able to stand up to Russia the way Russia's afraid the United States would. We have nuclear submarines all through the Baltic, you know, all through the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian Ocean. They're deathly afraid. If you had a guy who's a Russian agent, and remember something, Eric Trump said to a journalist, the Russians have financed us. And he said this back 6-7 years ago. The Russians have financed us because we can't get funding from the big banks in the United States. Because frankly, a number of his properties went bankrupt and he had a seal on all of them. So there was no personal liability and banks were getting tired of this. So now the Russians are calling in their IOUs. And I believe the Steele report that said that there is a video of him in a Moscow hotel room. He admits he was in Moscow at the time with KGB agents, women who were posing as prostitutes. And he has, frankly, some very peculiar sexual practices. And, you know, we're not talking about him in bed with Miss Universe here. We're talking about him in some kind of conduct with these women, whatever it was. And when he denied it, take a good look on YouTube. He goes, why would I do that? He said, I knew that they had cameras all over the place. They're always looking at you. And then he put his hands over his eyes like he was looking through binoculars. There was nothing credible about what he said. Nothing credible about what he said. And nobody's ever under oath asked him about that. He's deathly afraid of Putin. Why is the president of the United States, the greatest, most powerful, richest country in the world, deathly afraid of a chihuahua? Why is a Great Dane or a German shepherd baring his throat submissively to a chihuahua? That's what's going on here. And that is because he's personally afraid, very afraid, very afraid of Putin. We can't have this guy in. We can't have him in for 4 more years. We're going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The clouds out of cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Baseball and hot dogs, they go together like front porches and rocking chairs. And with Village Hearth Buns, you don't have to go to your local ballpark to enjoy a really good hot dog. Just grill up a package of quality Franks and serve with your favorite toppings on a Village Hearth Bun. They're the same delicious buns served at baseball stadiums throughout the Midwest. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies, tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 50. Northeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 67. Tomorrow, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow night. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 49. Highs level off around 60. Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 72, lots of sunshine outside. Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 69.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
Yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about something that's of great importance, and it's very sad, but it's also, I think it's gotten a little too far. Dianne Feinstein, as you know, the senator from California, she's had a marvelous career. She contributed a great deal, but she has dementia. And yesterday there was a picture. This is very sad because they can't get any judicial appointments. You can't get any judicial appointments through because the committee has 10 Republicans and 11 Democrats. And with her, the Judiciary Committee, being absent, it's 10-10. 10-10 does not permit the committee to refer a judicial appointment out to the floor for a vote. And there is not a process in the Senate, maybe unlike the House, where they can go, okay, it's tied 10-10, let it go out to the floor and they can decide what to do with it. It doesn't go out. Because any Republican senator can block that. And they have plenty of sociopaths in the Republican caucus. Now, it's essential that she be there physically. It's essential that she resign, by the way, and that Gavin Newsom can appoint someone who can show up. Well, they decide, you know, she said she has shingles. It's not shingles. She has dementia. They brought her in a wheelchair. And this is very sad. If you YouTube this, it's quite sad. Her face is so distressed. It looks like she's 89. If she were going to run again, she would have been 96 at the end of it, but says she's not. In any event, as she's wheeled in and Schumer comes up to her, she was trembling and confused. And she said, "Where am I going? This is in the Senate. Where am I going?" Well, where she was going is she was going to be wheeled into a committee hearing and supposed to vote for Biden's nominees. That's where she's going. So they bring her in, and she managed to do it on 3 nominees. Now, this is very serious. Biden's going to be president, even whoever wins the next election, and I think it's going to be Biden, but he's going to be president anyway till January 2025. That's almost 2 years. Are we going to appoint no judges? No judges? The Republicans are stopping every judicial appointment. And if we ever had a Supreme Court appointment, if Clarence Thomas had to leave, that kind of thing, or somebody passed away, you couldn't get him through because she is clogging the drain. Now, I'm going to make a suggestion. I made it somewhat before. It is no disrespect to her. She's a fine person, a fine human being, a fine senator, done great things in her life, but enough's enough. There is no constitutional amendment as there is with the U.S. presidency, where if somebody is incapacitated, the cabinet or the Congress can get together and declare that he can no longer discharge the duties, and it goes to the vice president or somebody else. Nothing like that. What if somebody's unconscious? What if she's comatose? What if her dementia increases to the point where you can't plausibly just wheel her in and give her instructions on what to do? Well, Strom Thurmond, you know, I think he was pushing 100. He was absolutely out of his mind. However, back then, we were much more generous to one another in the Senate, and his chief of staff was permitted basically to vote for him. That wouldn't be permitted now by the Republicans or the Democrats. And Schumer asked McConnell, "Listen, we'd like to appoint someone else temporarily on that committee." They said no. They are out to stop every judicial appointment for the next 2 years. Now, here are some things. Here's a suggestion. I can't believe it hasn't occurred to these people before. Dianne Feinstein has a chief of staff. Dianne Feinstein was not the one this is the dirty little secret, who decided not to run again. People asked her, are you going to run again? And she said, I don't know. The chief of staff sent out a release. I don't know if he held a press conference or he sent out a press release saying she's decided not to run again. Everybody said, oh, great. And, you know, Adam Schiff is running, Katie Porter and Barbara Lee. It was great. California has 40 million people. You can't run a campaign a year from now, start cold with a month to go. That cleared the deck. She protested. There is I read a press account where somebody said, I hear you're not running again. She said, what? I didn't say that. The staff did the right thing. There's no way she could run again. If she did, all these other opponents, she wouldn't win, but theoretically Republican could beat her, but all these other opponents would be dividing up the vote. It would confuse the heck out of everything. That has to be done again. And this is a direct message to the chief of staff. You put out another statement. You said, Dianne Feinstein is grateful for all the support, grateful for the expressions of support. She's had a marvelous career, but Dianne Feinstein, to attend to pressing medical things, will resign effective June 1st. And send that out in a letter, put it on the desk and have her sign it. She doesn't read what she signs. And then when she hears she's resigned, she'll say, what? Who cares? Who cares? Do it before she's unconscious. Because if she's unconscious, then it becomes a little more problematic. But you cannot have this. Now, if she is up physically to being wheeled into the committee room every couple of days, and even though here, this said she was trembling. She was trembling. She was confused. Where am I going? Wheel her in and say, okay, here's a judge, Jim Jones or John Jones from North Dakota, nominated by Biden. Everybody, aye, say aye. And you whisper, say aye. She'll say aye. That's all it takes. But can she do that for two more years? I am a realist. I'm not being cynical. But this is the judiciary of the United States, including courts of appeals, including potentially a Supreme Court appointment if things go south for Clarence Thomas. And we're going to talk about this some more in a future segment. But you can't have, this is abuse of her, quite frankly. I mean, everybody, she has shingles. Well, she has more than shingles. You don't, and take a look at her, the appearance. She is suffering, quite frankly. And then they came out with a statement saying she may not be able to do her Senate duties from Washington. It may have to be back in San Francisco. She can't participate remotely on committee hearings from San Francisco or anywhere else. That would mean we are consigned to the fact that nothing's going to get referred that Biden appoints. Moscow Mitch has already said that. We can't permit that to happen. And I think that's a very, very modest request. Chief of staff, there's not time to pass a constitutional amendment. What happens to an incapacitated senator? Chief of staff, do what she did about not re-election and say she is resigning. It's very important that they do something like that. We're going to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Everybody, have a great weekend. Matt Flynn, direct. We'll be back same time, same place on Monday. Sign off for today.
Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a
ABC News. I'm M. Nguyen.